are going to talk about another story that we're following in a stock that we've been following consistently this week, which has really been seeing an interesting move. That's Apple. Apple saw an interesting move upwards. This morning, it's going in the opposite direction. And this morning, Bloomberg reporting that the company is telling its component suppliers that demand for its suite of products in iPhone 13 in that line has been weakening. And it might be, it's unclear exactly what's going on here. It seems it might be a factor of people are not finding the products they want, and so they're putting off their purchases. Does that mean then that Apple will see an increase in demand down the road? That seems to be the view of analysts who don't seem terribly concerned about this. And you could just say, well, its 3% slide this morning is really a product of it having done so well going into this period. But nonetheless, it definitely catches your eye when Apple, which has so much leverage, is having, you know, problems potentially with its supply chain as well, just like everybody else does.
Yeah, and you made a good point there, Julie. This over the past 3 weeks, I mean, Apple has become the ultimate safe haven stock. Over the past week, Apple has been really amongst the top three trending tickers on the Yahoo Finance platform, and traders have gravitated towards Apple as a safety play. They pay the dividend, they buy back a lot of stock, and the reality is they're going to have a probably a very, very, very strong holiday shopping season. But this is the type of news that you would think will lead to a blow off top in Apple shares here, as investors realize that Apple has been dealing with these supply chain problems. The lead times are not where they need to be, but also now they're having to potentially deal with the demand problem on this iPhone. Now, I don't think this news is, you know, something that will lead to a 10 to 15% pullback, but this, you could see a little bit of a blow off top here.
Yeah, well, I mean, to kind of add to Brian's point from a qualitative standpoint, if you were watching kind of the Black Friday discounts, it actually shouldn't be a surprise that Apple is acknowledging slower demand. When you take a look at Verizon, for example, heavily discounting iPhones in a buy one, get one deal, and you didn't even need to try to re-up or try to get the highest paid plan, as is often the case for previous promotions, to get that free iPhone. They were just handing them out. So you did kind of already see, as of the end of last week, some of the issues from retailers in getting some of this inventory out there. Now, the other point, too, though, is just kind of something completely secular from the pandemic or from the chip shortage or what have you, which is that I think the product upcycle is a little bit different in these days where you're not beholden to those two-year contracts anymore. I think a lot of people are just willing to hold on to their phones longer, especially because the cost is a lot higher. But then from a technological standpoint, am I really going to try to update my phone because the camera shifted into a diagonal shape as opposed to in a vertical shape? I don't have an incentive to upgrade from my iPhone 11 to an iPhone 13 with a lot of these marginal upgrades having taken place. So I think that just consumer behavior, irrespective of the pandemic, might be behind a lot of these trends as well.
Brian, you need a car that opens doors like this, not like this. I don't know if anybody
like
will
this.
Get that reference.
I got it.
And one more thing to mention on Apple, and that upswing it's had, because I was looking at the stats this morning. It has risen for 11 of the past 13 sessions going into today. So just another little fun stat and bit of context for you.